This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin, on alongside everybody's favorite uncle and politician, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today? Politician. We wiped that away from you a long time ago.
Yeah, I quit that a long time ago.
And of course, congratulations. We want to extend our congratulations to all the winners last night. A couple of interesting races out there. A couple of them went, I think, according to where things were supposed to go. But congratulations to all the winners. And now you're locked down for 2 years or at least 4 years. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And voter turnout wasn't that bad either. 25%. It was a little bit more than what I thought it was going to be, but it ended up being well.
Yeah, in Montgomery County, we have a problem getting off of that 25%. We seem to be stuck there.
Especially in the consolidated elections where the municipalities are involved.
Yeah.
But still, I thought that the turnout was a little bit better than what I was anticipating. And once again, congratulations to all the winners. And we have a good guest today. Don Lutz from the Montgomery County Recycling Program is our guest, and that conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin out alongside everybody's favorite Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week from the Montgomery County Recycling Program, it's Don Lutz. Don, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tobin. Thanks for having me. Uncle Ralph, hello.
Greetings.
And we are here to talk about the big event that the recycling program does throughout the year, Electronic Recycling Drive. And that will be here before you know it, in 8 days, actually.
Oh, yeah. It's coming up next Thursday and Friday. Thursday the 18th, we will be there from noon to 5, bring it on out. And then on Friday, again from 7 to 3, we'll be taking your electronics.
You were a guest on my other talk show around Montgomery County promoting the electronics recycling drive, and it amazes mm-hmm. me how well this event has been received. This is beyond, I guess, all your expectations of what this could be. Mm-hmm. I mean, it blew this thing out of the water.
Oh, absolutely. Back in, I believe it was 2009, October 2009, when we first began the electronics drives, semi-loads. We had 5 semi-loads that first drive. And, of course, then, things were bigger and people were getting us those console TVs, those ones have been stuck in the back from the 1970s and that. And after that, we had another one the following year. It was probably like 8 months later, and we still 5 truck semi-loads. We're up to date. This will be our 6th drive, and we have already picked up over almost 500,000 pounds of electronics, which is outstanding for such a small community as Montgomery County.
And, of course, with all of the changes in technology almost overnight on some of this stuff, there becomes a lot more stuff to recycle.
Oh, absolutely. And as electronics go, a lot of these things become obsolete, outdated, break down, and they're just sitting there. What am I going to do with this? I don't want to throw it, in the landfill, or I can't throw it in the landfill since the ban. And I'm glad that we have this opportunity for everybody to be able to bring it to us. I know we can't do it on a regular basis. Space is a huge issue on that.
Right.
And then, of course, you come into people's data and stuff like this. But being able to do 2 drives a year, it has been well received by the public.
Yeah, I mean, you look at TVs now. I mean, they used to have a old machine in the back of the thing. Now it's pencil thin.
Oh, yeah.
Look at cell phones now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't flip anymore.
No.
And they got a typewriter on them. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I know, not like a walkie-talkie.
Which is basically excuse me, when cell phones came out, they were a walkie-talkie. Mm-hmm. That's about what they were.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And the bagged phones and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know?
And you know, the first drive, I remember seeing a couple of those, you know, coming
the
in.
The bag phones, seriously?
Yeah, I mean, there has been just an amount of old, outdated stuff that you would just be surprised at. You should have seen, at one time, there was an old camcorder. I mean, it was still in the box, the clip box, and it's like, oh my goodness sakes. But my rule of thumb is, as it comes in, mm-hmm. it stays there. There's nothing that leaves there. It goes back on the truck to come to. That's who we.
Admit it. You were
with.
Tempted to take in the bag phone and putting up on eBay just to see, because you know there's some retro place that would like, oh my gosh, this is perfect.
You know, you think about it, it's like, no, this is the easiest way to do this. It comes in, and then it goes out. So.
And of course, the electronics recycling drive. Next week, whenever they want to bring out their, mm-hmm. what is allowed?
Well, you know, in January of 2012, of course, they banned like 17 certain items. And real quick, I'll just list those for you. I'll just run those down real quick, and then I'll kind of elaborate. But of course, your televisions, monitors, printers, computers, electronic keyboards. Fax machines, VCRs, your digital music players, you know, iPods and mm-hmm. all of that too. Disc players, video games, small scale servers, scanners, electronic mice, digital converter boxes, cable receivers, satellite receivers, and digital video disc recorders. Now, along that lines, you know, okay, like televisions and, of course, radios and stuff like that, you can also bring out your speakers. You can bring out, you know, anything else that's attached to that with a cord, pretty much we're going to take. Because you look at that, the components of those are mostly metal, hard plastics, all recyclable material, and that, and of course, then they're able to break down the components and get all of the, you know, the hazardous material out and take care of that as they're supposed to. So.
And of course, the speakers that would go along with the computer as well.
Mm-hmm.
The computer.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you're not sure, you know, because I've had people call, you know, well, I've got this broken down or that broken down, and it's not on your list. Just give me a call, you know, mm-hmm. and we'll. We'll talk about it and see if we can accept it. Some things that we will not accept, Freon-based white goods, you know, like refrigerators. Or something large like a dishwasher or anything. We're not taking anything like that. The only type of, like, kitchen product we would take would be a microwave. They will accept the microwaves and stuff, which is a nice little added asset because I know I've got one at home, you know, mm-hmm. just broke down and stuff. So that's nice to be able to get rid of that. So, but like I said, most of the computers, mostly television type of things and...
One thing that, and we've talked about this in the past, that mm-hmm. it's really kind of helped out, I think, this electronics recycling drive, the main sites that you have within the recycling program, they have kind of gotten together and say, hey, reach out. Village of Raymond is one of them that comes right into my mind. Comes right out and says, hey, if you guys got anything to take to this, mm-hmm. drop it off at the shed. We'll personally deliver it for you guys. That eats a lot of burden from driving from Raymond to Hillsboro. Not mm-hmm. that it's a bad drive anyway.
No, but still.
But,
you know, we don't have the capability of being at every town to set this up. It is just almost an impossible task. So we have found that our Hillsboro facility is the best place to have that. Now, with the smaller towns like Raymond and even Coffeen is coming on board this mm-hmm. year, are taking their, like, big dump trucks and people are dropping off their material. And then they're going to bring it to us next Thursday and Friday and stuff, which is fantastic. You know, shout out to the other small towns. They want to do something like that, give me a call. You know, all's I ask, give me a call if you got a lot you want to bring over and we can set something up to get you unloaded. We've got a great crew. You know, I try to get a lot of people out there, plus, you know, the guys that work this stuff all the time, you know, are constantly there helping everybody out. We offload, so it is an absolute great program whenever you come out to see us.
If you take like an old cell phone mm-hmm. to this next week, mm-hmm. is it best to, I guess, take the SIM card out so that way, you know, because if you don't want Uncle Ralph's phone number to go out and everything like that,
yes,
at least some personal information, personal numbers aren't mm-hmm. out there.
Right, right. Your data, you know, is important to you. So if you want it, keep it. You know, keep your take your SIM card out. The same with your like computers.
Or if you find the power cord, erase it.
Right, right. If you have that capability, I would, you know, take care of it on your end. If you're not worried about it, you know, that's up to you. We don't have any say so in what you personally want to do with your right. your data. But we do have a data destruction sheet that we will hand out at the drives. Com2, when they accept them, they destruct them, and it shows how and where and all that stuff. And you can also give them a call if you're still not sure. And if you're still not sure, just don't bring it out. Just, right. you know, or drill holes through it yourself or however you want to do that. But that's completely up to you.
You mentioned a while ago things you wouldn't accept. Mm-hmm. Can you shed a little light for the individual who says, oh, gee, I've got an old dryer and a couple of refrigerators sitting in the garage and I don't know what to do with them.
Right, right. And well, you know, and along that lines, there are so many people out there that are scrapping material like that. You know, I personally know a few people, you know, who are coming along and saying, hey, you know, you know anybody that I can go pick up their refrigerators, go pick up their mm-hmm. dishwashers. So, you know, there is some money value in that. And like I said, around Montgomery County, there's a lot of scrap people that want to take that stuff. Now, as far as what we would not accept, you know, I see a big refrigerator coming and I'm going to have to say, no, sorry. You know, it's a Freon based, you know, it's it's got the stuff in it to cool down, like your air conditioners, mm-hmm. you know, your refrigerators, your freezers. We cannot take those because we're not going to sit there and drill holes in these and let the vapors escape. We're not going to do that. We don't know, you know, the ins and outs of that. We don't want to have to be a hazardous waste hauler, you know. So there's different kind of certifications we'd have just to do that. So that's we're not going to accept something like that. Now, if you have, like, let's say your vacuum broke down. It's like, okay, can I throw this in the landfill? Can I not throw it in the landfill? Can I bring it out to you? We'll take your vacuum. I mean, there's nothing harmful in it as far as that goes, and it does have a cord. They can break that down. It's metal, it's plastic, you know, and they can recoup that material. So.
Are there any plans to expand this further? Maybe having maybe two or three drives throughout the year?
Well, you know, we started out with one, and then, of course, the ban came on, and it's like, you know, people need the option to be able to get rid of that, you know, a little more frequently. Because it is such a task, and we have, of course, our regular operation, you know, twice a year right now is all we're planning on doing. Mm-hmm. If for some reason we would look at something, you know, like a third time, like you're talking about, mm-hmm. possibly the summer, but it's a huge task making sure you have all of the material to collect, you know, Gaylords, the forklifts, the people, make sure the trucks are in. There's a lot of prep before and a lot of things to do after. So, I mean, right now we're good, I think.
But if you have it twice a year,
yes.
Dawn, and people set up whatever they have they want to get rid of, you know, 6 months is, you can find some place to put it in your garage or somewhere
right,
for 6 months.
You know, it's not going to run around and bother you.
right. Don't throw it out along the roadside.
Yeah, and I know that there are some issues. Like, I'll get people calling me, oh, we're cleaning out and we have to move and we're going to be leaving and stuff. You know, there's a good possibility wherever you're moving to, they may have a drop-off too, you know. So, you know, just ask me. I may know of an area.
Now,
so.
Regular residents, I know most people have regular jobs and mm-hmm. Go through the hours on this, because this is kind of off hours a little bit.
Right, right. You know, we wanted to try and get the people that would be later, so we have it 12 to 5 on Thursday, and then again 7 to 3 on Friday. We did do it once on a Saturday, which, you know, seemed beneficial for a lot of people that, you know, of course, are off on Saturday. The only issue we were having one day, oh, my goodness sakes, it was nonstop. And we would need twice as many people for just a one-day drive.
Right.
And it is hard to get a lot of people to come out to do that. So we figured the two-day drive. Now, if you have problems where you can't get to us, please call me. We'll figure something out together.
Okay, that's where mm-hmm. I was getting at, because
yes.
There's a lot of people that work till 5, mm-hmm. and they may have a printer or an old computer that they
right.
want to –
Right.
delivered for this, and
right.
they can't do it.
Mm-hmm. I've had people call me and ask, you know, well, I can't be there till 5:30. You know, I'm willing to stay and wait
okay.
for you, you know. But like I said, if you cannot be there during those hours, please mm-hmm. give me a call. I have no problem, you know, figuring something out for you. We are there to help you in any way we can for those 2 days, and we will certainly try in any way we can.
In case I've been living in a cave and don't know my way around,
sure.
tell people the simplest way to get to your facility?
You know, and I do get a lot of people that are calling me and asking me. And, you know, there's a couple different ways. Of course, you can go past the old courthouse and that and down past the old pool or the pool area and the old sports complex
Central
area.
Central Park, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can go on that stop sign and take a left. And that, I believe, is East Street.
I believe so.
Yeah, East Street. And it actually, East Street is three different roads. It'll be East Street. It'll be, what is that? I can't even think.
It's, come on, Uncle Ralph. You're more of a Hillsborough guy than what I.
Yeah, I'm. I can tell you how to go there.
If you make it to the, if you make it to the country club, you made it. You took the wrong turn.
Right, right.
If you made it to the sports complex, you've gone too far.
Yeah.
If you want to look for landmarks,
and Hayes and Bracey's is not your place either.
No, it's
but
no.
You can use Hayes and Bracey's as a landmark. You know,
right? But it is. You know, it turns into three roads. Just follow East Road. Just keep following it out. You'll see the lake sign. You'll go past the big water
housing
plant.
Development.
The water treatment plant, and then Hayes Abrasives. You'll see the ball field lights all stand up there. We're the fourth building down Corporate Drive.
Yeah.
Now, you can't put that on GPS. It does come up as, you know, takes you through the residential area. If you're a big truck, I really wouldn't go that way.
Hey.
The way I would go is you take 16 East as you're headed towards Schramm City. You go past Casey's, and you'll see the overpass, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you go down under that overpass, you've gone too far. Take a left right there at the top of that hill on Industrial Park Drive.
And past the extension office.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You take that left on that. That's Industrial Park Drive. Goes past the extension office, down to the stop sign. Take a left. That's Smith Road. Go down, take your next right. That's Corporate Drive. And we're just down there, the fourth building.
You can get through that on that way.
Yeah, that's how I have to bring the semis and stuff.
Because
going down residential areas is just not a good idea.
There again, if you go out School Street or Route 16, watch for the lumber yard and turn there to the lumber yard and go right on
and
around.
And if you're still not sure, give me a call. We'll get you out here one way or another. And there's a lot of people along the way know where we're at. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, the recycling program in Montgomery County. I've been doing news and been here for 7 years. Well, since 2000, but on the news side of things, for the past 8 years, and it amazes me the response and how big the recycling program has grown. It's leaps and bounds.
Oh yeah, just our regular recycling program, and that. I mean, we started out at probably, I'm going to say, in 1996, we recouped about 900,000 pounds of material, and most of that was cardboard at that time. You know, there was very little that they were taking in, just paper products and stuff along that lines. As things have grown and that, now we're, and especially, you know, with electronics coming along and being able to accept all of the number 1 through 7 plastics, because at one time they were just taking the 1s and 2s.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've been able to inundate, incorporate all of the number 1 through 7s and stuff, and we've grown up to like 2.4 million pounds of material. We're hoping to do better this year, you know, and raise that up to 2.6. We just want to increase a little bit each and every year, and until we can find even more things to recycle, and we are looking at other things that hopefully we can do in the future.
And this is a credit to the county board.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
Bob Durbin started this.
Mm-hmm.
This was his baby,
he
and yet he's no longer on the board right now.
Right.
But Connie Beck has taken the ball and proceeded to run with it. So, I mean, there's been a nice handoff, and the progression is there.
You know, and that's one thing I'd have to say about the county board. It's amazing because you see it change hands, you know, every 2-4 years, you know, over and over and over.
No, and not that, no.
Few people in, few people out, you know, but
yep.
But this was a real strip down. I mean, you know, there was a lot of new people coming on, and so, it was a lot of new things to get used to. A lot of people get used to each other. I was really impressed, though, how they all just kind of switched over and took the initiative and, you know, listened to everything. And they are really trying to help us out. They've done taking the ball and are running with it. Connie, I'd have to say, is doing a fantastic job. And Bob Durbin, bless his heart, I really appreciate all the things he's done for us in the past and stuff. Recycling has definitely come along due to, you know, his initiative to keep pushing.
See, that was his big initiative, and the animal control facility was his other one.
Absolutely,
so.
And stuff. But, yeah, I'm really impressed, with this county board. They're really helping us out, and I see good things happening for all of us. So.
And then the relationship with you guys in COM2 has been outstanding. I don't think you could have basically asked for anything better than what you've got with them.
No, they've been fantastic. I mean, anything I've asked for, they're like, oh, no, we'll take care of that. Oh, no, yeah, we'll help you out with that. Oh, we can do this. And we, you know, and I'm like, wow, you know, and I've got a lot of people that call me and say, oh, well, we can help you here. We can do this for you. I'm like, you know, a lot of it is the service. And then you kind of get that almost like that family type of existence and stuff. And it really, you know, you just kind of want to stay with the same person after a while.
You've got great facilities. The Hillsborough facility is outstanding, and it's recently grown.
Oh, yeah.
The Litchfield facility, phase two, it's holding its own pretty well, hasn't it?
Oh, Litchfield, you know, once the burn happened and we rebuilt, you know, things were kind of slow at first, but now they're starting to pick up. You can just see that drop shed just overflowing. And I love the fact that the city police has taken the initiative to lock it down and open it up. That has been fantastic. They have been absolutely super on that. You know, it gives that added extra security so nobody's running around after hours. And
didn't
you
have cameras out there too?
We do. We actually do. And there's, you know, that's all up, you know, that you're being filmed and taped, you know, and it's actually benefited us a couple of times. So that's a nice little added, you know, a surveillance and stuff. And we really appreciate everybody that helps us out with that regard. So,
isn't it amazing when you look at facilities like recycling that someone would say, well, I think we'll go tear this place up tonight. Isn't it amazing that we have that kind of mentality?
I know. And you know what? Honestly, we have 10 drop sheds around Montgomery County.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, other than what's happened to Litchfield, we don't have them issues.
Right.
I mean, the people that go to those centers are there to recycle. And honestly, you know, maybe a few little things here and there, but we've never had anything. And I'm really, really impressed and proud of the citizens, you know, of this county.
You mentioned 10 drop sheds real quick. And we've got a couple minutes left on the program. Are there plans to expand this further?
You know, I have some ideas, and I have yet to talk to a few people, but I would like to, you know, maybe add one in Taylor Springs. And that's a shout out there, Taylor Springs, you know, to possibly. Because we're talking
Come on, Dennis. Get up. Come on, buddy.
So, you know, I would like to look in that area or see what we can do. Another one is Fillmore. You know, they're out there all by themselves and they got to run to Nakoma's, run to Coffeine. You know, I'd like to, you know, tap into that and see what we could do there. You know, even Wagner has a trailer up for recycling and stuff. And we do get quite a bit. And I think that's a good look into the future.
As we come to a close, give us the dates and times once again for the upcoming electronics recycling drive and all the details.
Okay, Tobin. Actually, it's going to be Thursday, the 18th of April. It's going to be from 12 to 5. And then it's going to be the 19th of April, Friday, next Friday, from 7 to 3. Like I said, if you're not sure, give me a call. If you're catching the end of this and stuff, if you don't mind, can I give my number out
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Our number out there is 217-532-2088, and I welcome any of your calls and would be glad to help you.
Dawn, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck on next week's electronic recycling drive. Uncle Ralph, we have the week off next week.
Yeah, we're going to take a vacation.
We're going to, well, I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, we will be back on the 24th, and I think Scott Merriman will be in the chair, and Mickey Robinson will be our guest, and then I think we've got Erica Kennett coming up as well, so the guest book is filling up quite nicely, so which is always a good thing to have.
And we thank our guests today because recycling is a very important function in our community.
You know, thank you very much for having us.
My fiancé pounds that in my head every day.
You know, just
she's a huge recycler, and she's like, nope, that can be recycled. That can be recycled. Yeah. That can be, you know, I'm like, okay.
And if you've never tried it before, one real quick try. You know, 3 days worth, see what you get in trash, you know. One day I tried it, 6 bags of trash. Next day, 3 days of recycling, a bag and a half.
Dawn, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.